This is Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And our guest, next guest, is on the phone now. It is Miss Sophie Ellis-Baxter. Good afternoon.
Hi there. Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good, nice to talk to you.
Sophie, first of all, huge congratulations on your new bubba.
Oh, thank you.
So last time I saw you, that bubba was in your tummy and you were still out and about singing. I'm imagining he's very musical already, having been surrounded by orchestras and you performing whilst he was in there.
Well, yeah, I don't know about musical, but he's definitely surrounded by it a lot. And he does kind of, if I sing to him, he does smile and stop what he's doing, stop his grumbling for a bit. So far, so good.
And honestly, yeah, we'll see. Complete respect, fifth baby, I don't know how you've done it, but well done.
Just a bit daft, I think. Slightly crazy person.
Is that it now, or are you not ruling out anymore?
Oh, golly. I sort of find it a bit weird when people ask me that when I've just had a baby.
Yeah. Right now you want nothing nothing more than to not have another baby.
Yeah, exactly. I've just got my small person. I'm happy as I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Bless him.
So you kind of, obviously you're very busy with music as well, and you've had to deal with working and giving birth to a child, which, you know, two massive things. You've been very busy recently. Your new album, did it come out last Friday?
It did. It came out last Friday. The original date for release of the record was the same as my due date, so I'm quite glad to move back to March. Because although I like a challenge, that was a bit much even for me. This is a slightly more comfortable fit.
So it's an orchestral collection of greatest hits. So it's the stuff that we know you from. We have played a couple of songs on the air already this morning, but with an orchestral flavour. And there's a couple of new songs in there, I think, as well that we haven't heard yet. Where did the idea come about for this? Because it's obviously a greatest hits album, but it's with a twist.
Yeah, so basically, I suppose I thought that doing a traditional greatest hits where you just put your singles all in one place wasn't really needed, necessary in the way that everybody can access music and listen to music now. Mm. You can just make a playlist for yourself if you want to do that. But I thought, for me and for people that might be interested in it, I thought, if we're going to do a greatest hits, let's do something where it's reinvented. And it's kind of given me a bit of a challenge, really, because it meant I went back in the booth and re-sang songs like Murder on Dance Floor, Groove Jet. I've been singing for a long time now, but I had to sort of think again about how I wanted to sing them and how the orchestration would change the drama of it. And I wanted to keep the bounce and, you know, the quirks of the original, but give a new angle as well. So it's been a good project all round for me. I think it's good for my head.
It is interesting, actually, because having heard some of these songs, like you say, that have been around for nearly, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, greatest hits, You Seem Too Young, but 20 years, some of those songs. Which is astounding to someone like me, because that makes me feel old. But you hearing them again in a different way with the orchestra is really, it's really refreshing, because you think you're so used to hearing them. And using the orchestra is a big thing now. I mean, there's a lot of dance music, garage music, there's a lot of house music, and all these DJs are using orchestras in a really brilliant way to bring their music to life. And I've been to quite a few concerts with DJ Spoonie and various people doing it, and absolutely loving it live, because it just fills the room with the music and the tunes. It brings them to life in a really nice way.
Yeah, and I think also, whenever I've watched people perform with orchestras, I feel like, when I'm in the audience, I just feel like it's such a treat to have that many musicians just making music just for that evening. It feels really indulgent.
Yeah.
And I love that. And even when I went to see, they did, when they show films and they have the orchestra doing the soundtrack,
yes.
I went to see Jaws then like that. And I found myself crying with feeling quite overwhelmed, even just at the opening credits. It was just, I just couldn't believe they were doing that just for me to have that experience in that evening. It felt really lovely.
Was it intimidating at all, though, playing with a big orchestra, that you're having to project your voice more or not? Did you feel?
Not so much that, but yeah, it's a bit intimidating because there's so many of them. And, you know, when the conductor, especially with the gig, we've got a tour coming up in June and in November. In fact, the tour starts in Cambridge.
Mm. It starts?
On 2nd June. And it's quite scary because we've done one gig like this so far at the Royal Festival Hall in London last year, and we only did the first rehearsal in soundcheck. So suddenly you've got like 40 musicians and you're playing it through, and you do feel a bit of a red light fever if they're all playing, and you think, oh my goodness, I can't get this wrong because there's so many musicians that are on it. So that's a bit scary, but I think it's good to be scared. Like as soon as I get a bit comfortable with something, I quite like doing something else so that I get a bit of it's good to be a bit on edge again. You know, you don't want to get comfortable. It's boring.
Mm. And you've always been really well known for your beautiful outfits, costumes, makeup, being very, you know, do you still experiment with that? Do you still try and bring something new to it each time you're performing or doing a tour?
I think I do, actually. I like it. I mean, I think I'm so fortunate because some people, you know, you go shopping. If I go shopping with a girlfriend and I see something real, like, I don't know, rainbow sequin jumpsuit, most people say, well, that's fab, but where am I going to wear that? And I think, I can wear that on stage. and actually, I feel like that whole festival look, like, there's sequin stuff everywhere. So I'm very weak-willed with these things, so I kind of keep emerging with armfuls of sequin garments. I kind of need to calm down a bit.
I don't know where you put it. Your shoe collection must be in the nursery by now with all those children. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you've actually hit the nail on the head. Yeah, my three-year-old sleeps in the same room as all my clothes and shoes. It's not ideal, I've got to be honest.
Well, we are kicking off the tour in Cambridge, which is very exciting. It's on the 2nd of June at the Corn Exchange. There are still tickets available, so we'll give details of how people can also win tickets here on Cambridge 105 Radio. So we will talk about that after we've chatted to you, Sophie. And
I was going to say, have you played the Corn Exchange before? But I know the answer because I've been to see you at the Cambridge Corn Exchange before myself.
Yes, and I'm grateful to people like you because I am absolutely rubbish at knowing on paper where I've played before.
Well, I can understand that.
You'd be like, I remember this, the dressing room's down here, but I've got very bad memories of that kind of thing.
I don't remember how long ago it was, but I remember it, and I'm sorry to make you feel old with this, but it was one of my first gigs, and I remember being right at the front, and I swear, Sophie, that you winked at me.
Oh, I did.
So, Sophie, is there anything else you want to do in between babies? Is there anything other than music, or do you want to perform with your husband, or is there anything that, you know, you've still left to tick off that list?
Well, actually, Richard is in my band. So Richard, that's how we met. He was my bass player. And then since I did Wanderlust, which was my fifth record, Richard's been back in my band. And even with the orchestra, we do the first half of the gig is very orchestral, and then the band come out, and then it turns into live disco. We sort of take it to, like, Studio 54 territory. So yeah, we are having a lot of fun with doing that live anyway. Yeah, there's definitely other things I want to do, but I'm not very good at making big, bold plans. I kind of just follow my nose a little bit. So yeah. I've got to as far as, like, the end of the year, and I want to start a new record. But beyond that, there's a big question mark, really. Who knows?
Your career has spanned, I mean, you know, you've kept current for many years now, and it's impressive, actually, in this day and age that you want to make new music. Do the kids come with you when you travel around, when you're touring, or do you try and keep them at home? How does it work, juggling?
Yeah, I mean, my eldest is he's 15 next month, and, you know, they've all got their own little lives going on, and nursery and school and stuff like that, so the logistics of taking them out just so they can be with me is a bit extreme. And actually, I don't think it would benefit me either. I think sometimes when I'm trying to do both things with gigs, it's a bit too much for my brain. So I think it might be best I just sort of run off and do my stuff. I might take my baby with me, but I think the big kids, they've seen enough of mum, like, jumping around on stage. So they can come to the festival, but, yeah, they need to do their own thing sometimes too.
I must mention this because Alex, one of our listeners, is listening, and she says that she went to the same school as you, Godolphin and Latimer.
Yeah. I'm an old dolphin, which is what we get called. Yeah.
So
she's a West London girls' school.
She wasn't at school at the same time as you, because she's a little bit older than you, but she went to the same school, and she thinks that's cool. So I went to the same school as Sophia, as better.
Well, hello,
so,
Alex.
So she's listening this morning.
Dominus. There we go.
Great. So the tour kicks off on the 2nd of June here in Cambridge. The album is out now. Do you have a favourite song from the album?
There's a few things. I mean, a Groove Jet is one of my favourites. I like the way that's come out. A song called Wild Forever that was a single on my last album I love. And there's a trance song I did with Armin van Buuren called Not Giving Up, which has been given a very sort of drastic makeover with this process.
Okay. Oh, well, let's play that. Well, I've got the whole album in front of me, so I'll just pick that out and play that. Not Giving Up on Love. Cool. Well, we know you're busy doing interviews all day today, so we'll let you go. But we appreciate your time, and we'll see you in Cambridge on the 2nd of June.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It was nice speaking to you both. Thank you.
Lovely to see you, Soph. Take care. Bye.
Cheers. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
There we go. Sophie Ellis-Bextor.